You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Just saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Good evening. Welcome to Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. It's Friday night. You are exactly where you're supposed to be with your three Friday night favorite girlfriends. So let me introduce you to my co-host tonight. Next to me, the beautiful, the amazing, our own Black Barbie doll, Miss Jennifer Williams.
Hi, ladies. Hey.
And next to Jennifer, the amazing, the brilliant, the girl that everybody in America rocks out with, Mrs. April Daniels.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hey.
And that's not all, because we have a very special guest in the studio tonight. You know her. She's your girlfriend, just like she's our girlfriend. She's a mom. She's an entrepreneur. She's a fashionista. She got a banging body. You've seen her. Please welcome Miss Laura Govan.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Well, it is Friday night, ladies, so if we don't do nothing else, we must have a cocktail.
Yes, absolutely. We have a cocktail. So, shout out to Tiny's Tequila, because we got a little vampire punch today.
Yes, we do.
And you could check out the recipe. It is on our website, justsayingshow.com. So, should we do a little cheers?
We shall.
Yeah.
To a great Friday night.
Yes. To an awesome Friday night.
And a great weekend. Cheers. Woo-hoo. So, right now, you are listening to a new producer out of Detroit. His name is Kyle. And nice little track playing. So, all you aspiring producers, singers, rappers, make sure you submit some new music to us, and we will play it during our cocktail little sippy sip and toast. And you can submit your submissions to Just Saying Show.
Just Saying.
What's the email?
Live@gmail.com.
Just Saying Show live@gmail.com.
Well.
Do we like this song? Do we like this track? What do we think of Kyle? It's kind of hot, right? It's kind of hot.
Yeah, I like it.
Right? Got that Detroit swag, right?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, I'm feeling it.
I love Detroit.
Right. Detroit has been good to me.
I like Detroit, for sure.
Why do you like it? Why do you like Detroit?
I mean, I like the guys. They have, like, a nice little swag to them. No, not necessarily rough, but I feel like they know how to treat a woman. And that's important in my book.
Yes, I like that. I know someone else who knows that.
Oh, God.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
So this is our segment where we discuss Just Heard, and we talk about, you know, the news that's out there, the tea that everybody's sipping on.
I'm sipping on a lot. Family, me, I'm coming my way for a little bit.
Well, we're not even going to talk about you. We're going to talk about Lamar Odom, of course.
Yes.
Prayers are continuing to be lifted, and actually, you know, his healing, the manifestation of his healing has been taking place, so thank you, Jesus. Recently, he was transported,
to Cedar Sinai,
and no other than his wife, Chloe, led the way as they entered the building. Now, wait, hold the comments, because I want to say we have our opinions of the Kardashians.
Yes.
But I want to commend her, because she went to that man's side, and she has not left, and I don't care what nobody say about her.
Yep.
I rocks out with Chloe.
I actually really like Chloe, and you know, what she's done for Lamar, like, I see her in a whole different light.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, take charge, and just, you know, I really think underneath it all, he just really needs the love.
And she shows the epitome of love.
Absolutely.
But I will say, when that next season opens up, if I see one ambulance on an episode,
I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's just like you can't exploit that.
If I see one comment about what happened to him, I am boycotting. Keeping up.
Well, we gonna wait to see if that happens. No. We're not gonna speak it into existence.
Okay.
But we're gonna talk about another couple that obviously likes to be in the limelight for not good reasons, but bad. Did you guys hear about the Alaska couple who ended up in jail because the husband got arrested?
Yeah.
He apparently skipped out on his mandated classes for driving under the influence. And so he got arrested. His wife, you know, went and had the cop had a moment where the car was running. Her husband was in the back seat and he was talking over here and she jumped in the car and pulled off and...
Oh my God.
What?
That would be me riding with Damon.
Yes.
Like, no. I'm riding.
Look. Listen, that is a ride or die chick.
Well, the Wadsworths.
They will ride or die. Yes. Do they got kids?
But listen, no, I don't know if they have kids, but they ended up driving away. They found the car. The car was intact. The handcuffs was even in the back seat where they were initially. Yeah. And they were in the house some miles away chilling. Now I'm like, if you're going to steal a police car, you need to go to your friend's house and
just you need to go somewhere and get it in because that might be your last together for a long time.
They did get arrested. So she posted bail. Right. But he still, because he skipped out on the,
I'm not mad at her. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Go ahead, girl.
I'm just saying.
Listen here. What is it? Wadsworths? We rock out with y'all. Real love. There's nothing like
it. But wait, why would they lead a police car, like, dump that shit in the river or something?
Well, because they didn't. Well, they're not criminals.
That's a lot.
That is extensive. Now you bringing on something else.
No, it's like, we're not trying to break the law.
Yeah, we just want to get away. Right. Yeah. You're just going to get away for a minute.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, how this pans out.
Yeah, I'm watching that one. All right, I'm going to watch that one.
Definitely.
Kudos to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last but not least, we just got some hot couples just her segment. So, of course, everybody knows the UFC champion, Ronda Rousey. Did I say that right? Yes. Okay. So, she actually has been bashing Mayweather pretty strong for being an abuser. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, has so much to say. But ironically, her boo thing, which his name is Travis Brown, and he's a UFC fighter, has a record for domestic violence. Mm. And
you know what I say.
Once a
wife beater, always a wife beater.
Yes. So, you know, his ex-wife, she's put up pictures, Jenna Renee Webb on Instagram, of her bruises and, you know, all of that.
I hate when people do that type of shit on social media. Like, just don't air out your dirty laundry on social media.
Yeah. So,
you
know.
You do that, Laura?
I know. Hey, let me tell you.
You're an advocate for it.
Well, I mean, the abuse part. The abuse part, I feel like she's just probably trying to reach out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's like she may, I mean, I'm sure she knows about his record, mm-hmm. but she's just trying to find a target to talk about it. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then it's not so much you putting it back on him.
No, we follow what you
say. So it's like, I'm not going to dog you out and go find somebody else to dog you out.
Right.
But you ain't shit either. You know what I mean?
That type of thing. I just want to remind you that you ain't.
Keep it up. You might be next.
You know, I think it's ironic. That's why, you know, you be careful.
Yes.
You be careful. Because you make this big stink every opportunity she got. Love Mayweather. He beats his whatever. Now she talking about, baby, it's okay. You just hit it at one time.
You didn't mean it. Listen, I think you need to be consistent in your views.
Absolutely.
You know, going at Mayweather, but then you turn around and you dating someone that has a history.
Right.
Like, you're all over the place. There's no consistency.
No.
But maybe her psychological view is different. So it's like, a lot of times you can't address the person next to you, but it's easy to target somebody who's done it. Does that make sense? So it's like, I'm not going to bash you because I know you ain't shit. We just going to go after somebody else.
Right.
Does that make sense? So it's like you have to really think about other people's psyche. Like, you never know what they thinking or what they doing because it doesn't make sense. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Well, but so, for me, I just feel like if she has such a strong opinion about domestic violence, then you turn around and you date someone that has that behavior? Mm-hmm. Well, because this is the ex-wife that was speaking out about it, right? Not Rhonda. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we should probably close discussion before she come and whoop all our minds.
Right, because she is a
I'm going to put up a fight. She ain't going to just whoop on
once
me.
Once a wife beater.
I'm going to be like, start with
always
me.
Always a wife
and
beater.
And then we can play. Yeah.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And damn, y'all throw her ass under the bus real quick.
So let's jump into our show, ladies. Tonight we are talking about bossy or bitchy. All right. Now we know that we have all probably been accused of both. I know I have.
No.
I'm gonna be quiet for 2 seconds. Just two. Accused of both. But let's really examine this whole situation. So, what is a boss? What do people call a boss? So, a boss is someone who employs people. Right? It's a politician who controls like a party organization, or it's a decision maker. That's a boss. And now, but how is a bitch defined? Okay. So bitchy was first defined in 1925 as sexually provocative. But later in the 1930s, the definition was changed to catty or bad tempered.
How are you changing the definitions?
Webster's ass. Exactly.
He's like, listen, I got a couple of these back on. We need to revamp this thing.
But do you see how the word bitchy has always been immediately associated with women? Mm-hmm. Right? Never boss. Boss is always associated with men. But bitch has been defined since the 1920s as something that reflects women.
That's funny because I see bitch as a man. I'm like, bitch. You acting like a bitch. So I never seen it like for a woman.
Interesting. But you say, but in the phrase you just mentioned, you said you acting like a bitch. Mm-hmm. So like is it defined as a man or as a woman?
Like, it's like
girl.
Messy.
Like, okay.
You're just a bitch. You're a crybaby. I don't look at it like a woman thing.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like I'm bitchy. I just feel like I'm just going to tell you how the fuck I feel. That make for bitchy, you call it what you want, but I just think you're a bitch.
So, all right. So, let's look at this, because I want us to take a look at a show you're very familiar with. We have a clip from Basketball Wives LA.
What
show?
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Well, we're going to take a look.
That was your show.
Cut it out. You all know way longer than I was.
So, we have a clip when executive producer Shawnee O'Neal was called a bitch by cast member Brandi Maxwell. So let's take a look at it.
I feel like you're constantly judging this group and comparing this
starting up our
mind.
Here's how I feel about it. Let me just say this.
Like, I said that?
As an executive producer and as a cast member, you can't, if you come on a show as a cast member, there shouldn't be like these lines where just because you're executive producer of the show that I can't express to you how I'm feeling, because you set yourself up to be a cast member.
Okay.
So, and this is the type of show that it has become, where women go at each other. Now, when Basketball Wives Miami started, that wasn't really the premise of the show, but that's what it's turned into. So now you were on Basketball Wives Miami. You come on LA. You know what this show has turned into, because your name is on it. You can't be exempt from the activities or what goes on the show. It's like you pick or choose. If you want to be executive producer and you don't want anybody to say anything to you, then stay off the camera. If you're on the camera, you're going to be subject to what everybody else is going through.
But so you're basically saying that it's okay to call women a bitch. Because my point is, why do women have to be called a bitch because they are being aggressive, or they are making a point, or they are stating an argument? Right. Why is the rebuttal always, you're a bitch? Right.
Well, that's the type of show that she turned Basketball Wives into. You should probably ask her. But,
well, speaking of which, I have her on the phone.
Minute somebody jumps on a table and acts like a monkey, it's a whole different type of show.
Hey, I've been there before. Like, I ain't no damn monkey.
So, Laura, let me ask you. Okay. Why are confident men celebrated and respected, but women that are assertive, say what's on their mind, tell it like it is, always identified as a bitch?
You know, I think it's the word that you give yourself, you give power to. Like, I don't accept the fact that you call me a bitch. No, you a bitch. I get right back at you. You the bitch. So it's not, I just don't give, I don't allow people, you can call me whatever you want. I've had people call me nigger, nigga, you know, whatever. I give it right back to you. You know, nigga, you a nigga. You ignorant. So I always just give back what you're giving to me.
Right.
You're not, because I'm not going to allow you to just, you know, put that on me like that.
Right.
I'm not going to give it power like that. And if you want to give it power, then we equally the same way. Because we doing, we obviously here. So whatever I'm doing, you doing. So we're equally yoked right now.
I get that, but we still can't ignore the fact that bitch does come with a connotation, a negative connotation. So, April, why is it that women are always called a bitch, and it's always with a little bass in our voice, right? We always got to, like, roll a little neck or something.
You mean like, to
you know
judge?
What I mean? Yes.
I just think that people feel like it's probably the easiest way to get underneath someone's skin, the most effective.
Okay.
So rather than me say something really intelligent that might really marinate and really piss you off as you drive away from the situation, I could just say this and it'll pop real quick from a 0 to 100 and then I have the reaction I'm going for.
Right.
I also think there's another class of people that's just ignorant and their vocabulary doesn't allow them to go any further than the word bitch. So I think it's kind of like a mixed combination of why people resort to that so quickly. But, you know, I don't condone it. I think, personally, when I saw the Basketball Wives, I was a little upset with Brandy. And I was upset with Brandy for the simple fact that I'm like, it seems like Hollywood forgets the hand that feeds you.
To
me.
No, listen, listen.
Because that's an interesting perspective.
No,
I want to hear that.
Wait, let me
Hollywood
get my,
the
let
hand
get
that
my,
feeds you. She should have slapped her with her hand. You would have knocked her out. You could, that's crazy.
But I just feel like for me, I can disagree with you without disrespecting you.
Right.
I agree
it's
with
a difference.
Right.
And I think that Brandy disrespected her in her not agreeing with her, which is the truth. Like, you have this platform because this is something I started. Now, I'm not saying kiss my butt. Don't
she
kiss nobody's butt. No, I'm just saying the whole franchise, the Basketball Wife.
She
didn't
do that.
She didn't. Oh, okay, well, you're giving me inside information. Well, let's pretend she did.
A few minutes, I'll work for you.
And then you can correct me after. But I'm just saying, like, looking at that, I was like, all right, y'all could handle that a little bit differently.
Yes.
But I was glad that it didn't become violent. Because, you know, we get enough of that.
Yeah, but I agree with Jennifer 100% on what you said. If you put yourself in that position, don't act like now all of a sudden you're authoritative. You know what I mean? Like, don't come on here like, I would have been like, no, you fired. You a Catherine. That's a shit. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not.
But do you think it's possible for women to just be nice, be passive,
no.
you know, be ladylike, but still be a boss?
I mean, of course it's possible. Yeah, anything is possible. But you got on a TV show like that? No. That's not even called for it. I'm going to come on there and say, you're so wrong.
So, but when we get on television, all right, and we degrade one another as women, as sisters, as co-workers.
I don't do that.
As we, when we do that, why is that such a comfortable feeling? Why is that okay?
No.
A feeling of winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got her.
We do look ignorant, though.
We look incredibly ignorant.
Right.
We look incredibly ignorant.
I don't think it's a comfortable feeling. Honestly, I feel that it is something that is going on internally with that person.
Right.
And it has to do everything not with the person it's being directed to, but that person that is saying it. It has something to do with their self-esteem, something they're not happy about within themselves. And, you know, hurt people.
Absolutely. Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Now, there are instances where we can behave like bitches. Don't deny
it. We know.
Don't deny it.
We know.
You telling us?
Do you guys think it's difficult for women to leave that bossy mentality at work and not take it home?
It's difficult for me because for me, like, I've been independent. I've been single for so long. And it's like when I was with Eric, I did have to take like the backseat. But like now that I'm single and like I support myself, I feel like I'm always like, like I have like this hard
Amazing.
Shell.
Yeah.
And like dudes will be like, yo, like chill. Like, why are you so aggressive? And I'm like, I just feel like it's in me because I feel like I have to defend myself. I have to take care of myself because, you know, I don't have Eric anymore. And it's like, I just feel like I need to be strong for myself because I don't want someone else to see me as like not that.
Right.
And take advantage of me.
Right. Now, April, you seem to have a lot of good balance in your life on those days.
Yeah.
So, do you find it difficult to leave the boss, the rock out with me chick?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll say or do things and I'll be like, get yourself together. That was horrible. And then I'll look at Sean and be like, what in the world? I was wrong with you this morning. And I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. You know, but like sometimes, you know, I wear the hat when I don't need to wear the hat.
Right.
But it's good when you can check yourself and see that and say, all right, you know what, that was wrong. And then I gotta, you know, say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
He runs with it, like most men when you.
Well, you know, Damon and I were talking this week about this concept of boss versus bitch. And I was telling him, like, I was a bossy kid. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I want to play with those Barbie dolls. No, I think we should ride these bikes this way. We should go to that park.
So
I was always bossy, right? So I've been bossy like my whole life, right? And so, you know, when I was a bit younger, I didn't know how to manage it.
Right.
I thought it was okay to, you know, talk loud or okay to just, you know, cut people off or cut people down. And I've learned that you catch more bees with honey anyway.
Right.
Right? So I now know that I can be a boss and I can smile at you.
You now know what?
It's like, no.
I can smile at you and fire you at the same time.
Right.
It ain't personal, but bitch, you got to get the hell out of here.
Your services are not needed.
You know, but you know, I feel like when I use the word bitch, I mean it because I'm pissed off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I am mad as hell. I'm pissed off. And as much as I hate the word, it just comes out from time to time. Just can't even control it.
You'd be like, that's not the word I wanted to use.
I say bitch quite often.
Do say.
You use it as a term of endearment.
I do.
Mm-hmm, you do.
Like, yeah, bitch, let me tell you what this motherfucker just did to me.
Hood.
Yeah, so it doesn't always necessarily have like a bad meaning. In my eyes, listen, everybody has opinions, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yes. It doesn't.
They're like assholes.
All right, ladies. So let's play something called Rapid Fire. So we're going to say a couple of words, and you all just tell me the first thing that comes to mind when you hear these words. All right?
We're just going to yell them out?
Yeah. Okay. Kevin Hart.
Sure. Funny.
I was going to say funny.
Little man. All right.
He is really little, though. Like, really.
You know?
But he's funny. No, like that. Oh, God. No. I don't know what down there is looking like.
Okay.
I didn't say that. Why your mind?
I meant little, like, person. I know.
I meant little as in stature.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I'm like, wait, girl, I know it's Beyonce. I'm like, what are you doing with this?
No. I actually don't want to know. But
all right, next.
Next. Bunny Ranch.
Sickening.
Overdose.
Entertaining.
I like that. All right, NBA basketball season opener.
Thoughts.
That's funny.
Where them hoes at?
I'm an athlete. So I would say ready.
Okay. All right. Jennifer, you got one for us?
Oh, I have one for Laura.
All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Okay. Gilbert Arenas.
Y'all bad. Y'all bro, so bad.
That's a good one.
It's the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't think about it.
The first thing can... Oh, difficult.
Okay.
All right. What comes to your mind?
I plead the fifth?
No, don't plead the fifth. Listen.
But for me, it's talk too much.
I was with him for 15 years. It's all right. Don't nothing bother me.
Unfortunately. I'm going to say unfortunate.
Okay.
That's a nice word.
Diplomatic over here. All right. Mm-hmm. One more.
I'm going to say he needs to shut the fuck up.
That's what my unfortunate meant.
Lord. Okay, moving on. Drunk sex.
What?
Nice.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I don't get drunk.
Whatever. Trying to have some of that.
Okay. What about sex while on drugs?
What the?
Booty wet.
Wait, drugs or drunk?
Wet booty. My ass gonna be booty. It's gonna be wet somehow.
Wait.
I'm just saying. Wait. I'm gonna end up pregnant or my butt gonna end up hurting. I'm just saying.
You said what?
sex while on drugs.
And you said booty
and
what?
I don't even do drugs. I just imagine my asshole hurting because that's where it'll probably go, or I'm under pressure.
Wow, anal sex.
All right, April, you got one for us.
I do. Women president.
Millie Fitzgerald.
From Scandal. Yes. Woman president. I say Michelle. Because okay. I think she run the White House. Mm.
Right?
Yeah, you know, behind every man is a what?
All right, Laura, you're our athlete. Mm. Football team in Los Angeles.
Oh, hell, I don't know. I'm dating now, so I'm thinking, hey. I'm thinking, bring it. Yeah, I'm thinking options. I'm thinking, yes.
Options. We like
thinking,
that.
Yes.
All right, what about a bitchy woman?
Sexy.
Diane.
Right.
Don't believe
my co-host.
They're hating. All right, what about a bossy woman?
Me.
Love it.
A little bit.
I love a boss.
Me too. Me too. All right, April, one more for us.
Drea.
Pretty.
Really? No, I think she's really cute, actually. Drea. I think the first thing that comes to my head, liar.
Jen, how about you?
I think Mint Swim, because she has a
swimsuit line. It's cute.
She's always, really? She's always naked. no, she's swim. Always naked, though.
Naked.
I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Like, I think swimwear, you know, when I see her.
Right,
when someone says her name, I'm like, oh, she's probably naked somewhere.
Right, right. All right, well, Jen, since it's football season.
You thought?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I said pretty.
You just said pretty.
All right. Yeah. Since it is football season.
Yes. So, since it is football season, we have our live feed from DraftKings, which is a sponsor. So, they sponsor us, which is one reason why we can bring our show to you free. And they have fantasy football. It is football season. I know everybody is tuned in. I'm not necessarily like a football freak, but I will watch it when, you know, a little boat thing. So, you know, everybody does a fantasy football. It's 16 weeks with DraftKings. You do not have to wait to week 16 to enter to win. And they are making a millionaire every week.
Bam.
Yes. So go to DraftKings.com and enter promo code GEEK for your chance to win $1 million this week. And guess what? If you win $1 million, we need a finder's fee, okay? Because we told you guys about it.
Right.
So, make sure you go to DraftKings.com and enter a chance to win with your fantasy football team and enter the promo code GEEK.
All right. Good luck, guys. Good luck.
And don't forget to pay up when y'all
win. Right.
We need some of that check.
We don't want that money going to that one.
So let's move on and let's talk about a bossy lover.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I'm read you guys a quote from Chichimamanda. And you know who I'm talking about is the famous Nigerian poet. Beyonce right. used her voice in the song Flawless, right? All right, so she says, we teach our girls to shrink themselves, to make themselves smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful. Otherwise, you will threaten the man. So, how can you be supportive of the man that you love or your partner while you maintain your own success?
You marry the right one.
Oh.
He has to be. I mean, you can't go into it. Like, I always bring my own issue into everything. Like, my own, you know, what I've been through. And I was always at home. I stayed home. I was pregnant for 6 years straight. And so it was like, I did what was asked of me to do. You know, I ran a household. I did all these things. And then all of a sudden, I went on a TV show. And we were in the airport. And they're asking for me to take pictures and not you this time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see you shrinking. And it became an issue. So it's like, had I, you know, that's something that people need to, I didn't know that that would be an issue. But then again, I didn't really know who he was. Anyway.
Ego.
So, yeah. So it's like, but, you know, you got to be on the same page with, I won't make that mistake next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think it's who you end up with. You have to be on the same page.
So let me ask you, do you think you lost a bit of yourself
oh,
because you
definitely.
Put too much?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a clue. You know, it's so funny because the first season, I was the first one to ever have a fight on Basketball Wives, wasn't I? And
girl.
So anyway, when I did, people always say, oh my God, you're so different. But I'm like, no, who I was at that time was who I was. That was my struggle. I was in that. I was miserable. And I showed it, displayed it every day on the show. But so I don't ever take away from that girl. I've just grown from that girl.
Okay.
But so, yeah, most, I lost myself. And that was my... My rar, you know? So it's like
interesting. So Jen, how where do you draw the line between you versus me in a relationship?
You know what? I think there needs to be, like, you have to be independent in a relationship because I don't think everything should be based on the guy, or he shouldn't base his life on you. Like I think you need to have separate lives. You come together, and, you know, you have a life together, but I think you need to have a life outside of that because it just keeps it interesting. Like, I don't want to just talk about some shit that you and I have been doing all day. Like, tell me about your day. What did you do? What are your hobbies? Right. Like, what did you and your girlfriends do today? Like, did you learn something fun? I think it's important to keep your self-identity.
Okay.
And I think that makes longevity.
Yeah.
But I think people need to understand, like, just because I'm not up your ass all day doesn't mean that I don't support you.
Ah, okay. All right. So, April, do you think it is acceptable for a woman to lead the household?
I do think it's acceptable. I mean, depending, this day and time is so different, you know, from the tradition of what we were taught things are supposed to be, because that's really what it's about. I think this day and time, it's nothing wrong with that. But again, you have to have the right person because sometimes, you know, it's okay in the beginning.
Right.
But then once it gets to a certain plateau, it's like, oh, people, you see a whole different character.
Right.
So I definitely think I wouldn't want to be the one to run the household because I believe my husband is the leader of our home and he should. However, I don't look a frown upon it if someone next to me or across from me, that's what's going on in their home.
Right.
But I listen.
Yeah, I think you have to do what works for you. For me, that would never work because I'm going to need you to, I'm very traditional when it comes to things like that. I feel like you should be the provider and you should hold down the fort.
Okay.
I'm going to do my part. But as far as
what
that,
is your part?
It ain't cooking and cleaning. I will delegate. I'm gonna delegate.
She's gonna be the head of the household behind the scenes.
Right. Look, I'll make sure it's perfect and pretty when you come home, okay? But it won't be because of me.
All right. So, Laura, what do you think the best way is to end a relationship without being a bitch or without coming across as bitchy?
That's a good one. So, you know, before I never believed in prenups. Ever. But now that I'm separating, I feel like in the first, I always feel like you first know if you're going to meet somebody with or marry somebody or spend the rest of your life with somebody, or you think you have the idea within like the first week to month, right? And then from there, I feel like if you really feel that way and you want to take the next step, right away, you should be like, listen, here's our agreement. This is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to buy this car together. We're going to rock out together. We split up. And because everything is great.
Yep.
But it's all day, right? You fucking, as they say, all day, beautiful. Right. And then all of a sudden you're like, damn, you know, I don't really like you, nigga. You know what I mean?
Right.
But now I done invested, I done bought a car. Yeah, like, yeah. So, no, I think right away, I think often, because now in the situation that I'm in, I wouldn't even be here had we set up something in the beginning.
Right.
Now it's like, I ain't trying to take the rims off my car. Get out of here, boy. Like, what the hell? You know, so it's ugly. It becomes ugly.
Absolutely.
So it's like, take away all that and you do it like this. So here, let's just go back to what we started initially. Here, you take that half or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have that. I think right away you should do that.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. I've seen so many. I work with a lot of couples, a lot of women in love, and I have seen so many women meet, fall in love, and give up their entire identity all for the sake of carrying his last name or driving his Bentley. And I'm just like, wow.
You lost.
Like, you're 30,
lost,
you know, 30 years old, 35 years
and they
old.
Keep it moving.
You got a lot of living left. You got a lot of living left to think that some man is going to be the sum total of your entire existence.
Well, I used to be that girl, so I know exactly.
Bless you.
I do. I did.
Bless you. And you know what? Starting over is so much harder than people think.
Oh, absolutely.
It is, especially with four kids.
Yeah.
You know, so, but now I actually, I relish in the idea now because I feel like the man that I meet or am going to be with, he's going to love me with your kids, your stretch marks that you put on my back. You know, mm-hmm. all these things, that's real love opposed to what you're going to end up with. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
that's a great
you're just
going to
end
it.
Up having somebody, you still got money.
Right.
You know, you still a cheater. You know, zebras don't change their stripes.
No, they
so
don't.
So I'm like, so who really is gaining here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, April, do you think all women bitch?
Yes, we do.
Give me an example.
Bitch and complain.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you an example. Last night in the Daniels household.
Let's get something real. Because she be holding out.
She do hold out.
No, but let me just tell you. And it's a small thing, but I'm doing my closet over, so I have a lot of trash that's building
you're
up.
You still doing it?
It's been a project. But anywho, I had about 3 big black heavy-duty trash bags.
Uh-huh.
I said, babe, I need to take trash out. Because I don't do the trash. Trash is not my thing in the house. Don't
see,
do
you're
it.
Traditional when it comes to certain things.
I'm very traditional. So I said, babe, take the trash out. Okay, that was Monday. Came home. It was there. Tuesday, said the same thing. Wednesday. Okay, last night I was like, really? Really? So I sent him a text and I was like, I don't understand how I come home. And afterwards I was like, oh, like I
right.
caught myself because I really kind of went left with it. He was
right.
like, yo, hi, how are you today?
Right.
I'm good. Really? All yeah. over some trash. But it was the principle because I asked you and I shouldn't have to keep asking.
Right.
But how come you just didn't do
me.
It?
Right.
I don't do the trash.
That's what I want to know.
But if you're tired of it.
No, I don't do the trash. I'll do anything else. I'll change a tire if I have to, but I'm not doing no trash. I won't do the trash. Now I pull the cans in once the trash people take them, but I'm not taking the bags out.
Interesting.
Why don't you put him by the door? So when he walked
they
in, he just
were by
it.
The door.
Then he's lazy.
They were all around the house. They was from the bedroom to the kitchen to the front door. I was like, for real. So when I came in last night, I was like, really? I'm looking at trash right. bags. So, you know, I
and
think
then
we
had a long day.
Oh, my God. Yesterday
like, the last thing I want to see is these trash. Goddamn trash bags
right, right.
that have been in my sight for 3 days.
Right.
Like, let's
absolutely.
Go.
But maybe he was tired.
He probably was. And I mean, I know, you know, he's...
You just surprise him one day and take it all out.
No.
Yes.
You ain't no team, motherfucker. You ain't team.
I'm not doing the trash.
So, Jennifer, I know you've been married. Obviously, I know you learned a lot because I'm a firm believer that it takes 2 people to make a marriage work and it takes 2 people to tear it down. So, I'm sure you've learned a lot. So, what's some new skills you're going to take into your next relationship when you find yourself getting a little bitchy?
Oh, God. Oh, I thought you were going to ask me in the bedroom.
I mean, that's the part she waited
for. Right.
I was like, bitchy, you know, I don't know. You know what? I absolutely did learn a lot uh-huh. from my marriage. I just think you have to pick and choose your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could find something to bitch about with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel that it's worth it. So I think you got to bitch about the right things. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, I just do think you have to, because you're always going to, for me, I'm going to find something wrong with everything. Like, you put that in the wrong place. Like,
right.
But it's like, you know what? If it's a simple fix, don't bitch about it.
Okay.
So,
do it
I think
yourself.
You, yeah, I think you have to just pick and choose your battles.
Absolutely.
Like, the big things,
right.
I think, you know, that requires maybe a little bitchiness.
Okay. Like what?
The trash.
What's
bags.
A big thing?
I need you to stop with the trash.
All 3.
Bag lady.
I mean, for me, I think the big things are like communication.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I think communication is key uh-huh. in any relationship. And I think that's where problems come in, where it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So my thing is, like, just be vocal. If it's something stupid, but you feel like I need to know uh-huh. about it, just tell me. So I'm not surprised or finding out from someone else. I think just communication is key. So that is something that I would definitely bitch about.
Well,
and men tend to be, like, closed off. So just tell me, babe, what's going on?
But I also think men tend to shut down because mm-hmm. they know the bitch is mm-hmm. lingering. She's about to come out.
Right.
And if I say this, I'm going to have hell to pay. Right?
Absolutely.
Right? So yeah. Damon and I have been friends for so long. And so we talk about everything. We talk about...
That's key.
Women Crush Wednesday. We talk about his strip club days. We talk about all that stuff because absolutely. I don't ever want him to feel like, damn, I can't say shit to her because she's going to jump down my throat. Now, some things I'd be like... Did I really need to hear that? Okay, like, you know, write in my diary and shit. Like, damn. You know, but, you know, are we thankful when our men
absolutely.
Talk to us?
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
Right?
You
love
want
it.
A friend.
I feel like, oh
you want
my
to encourage
God,
us.
Babe, you trust me.
Hey,
oh, this is so special. Yeah.
We just graduated a level in our relationship.
All right, ladies, so let's move on. Now we're going to play a game called Bossy or Bitchy. So I'm going to give you a few scenarios, few examples of different women handling different situations. And I'd like for you to tell me if you think she's being a boss or is she being a bitch, right? First one, Hillary Clinton not overacting to the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Boss.
Definitely boss.
Boss all the way. Rihanna's nonchalant attitude towards the media.
Boss.
Boss.
Bitchy. I think bitchy too. I think bitchy too. You don't get to pick and choose when you want to be famous.
Yeah, you famous, honey. Mm-hmm.
You here.
I'm with it.
Yeah, but there's some things. I feel like when you get to the level that she's at, you just want some shit to yourself.
Yeah, but Beyonce's not bitchy. And she don't do any interviews.
And she, everything's to herself. You'd be like, you would just get a little crumb.
She walk out that door, that smile is so plastered on her face.
You ain't even lying.
She got it down.
Like, I hate this, huh?
Walking out that elevator, right?
Right.
She left the net ball like, oh, we're good.
Right.
Now we're going to go have a bottle of wine and spades. So why do you think that?
That she's a boss?
Yeah.
Oh, Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Because she made the decision, and she's sticking by it.
Mm.
Period.
Okay. All right.
But she's a boss because she just don't give a fuck.
But the media kind of makes the career, too.
No, it that's everything.
Right. So but you then, want them on the come up, but then if you get there, you're like, no, give me my privacy?
Right. Yes, in some situations, yes.
You don't get to pick and choose when you want to be famous.
Yeah, I agree with, but
yeah,
I'm still going to fight that battle.
Okay, but for example, she's walking through an airport. She has on something really dope. A little girl wants a picture or whatever, and then the paparazzi stops and, you know, and interrupts her, right? But nobody knows what she's going through, right? Mm-hmm. She might have had a bad day. She could have just had a fight with her boyfriend, whatever. No one knows that. All they know is that this might be my only chance to get this shot of Rihanna or to get an answer to this question. And I just think as celebrities, you don't get to choose when you do and don't want to be famous. It comes
it's
with it every
job.
Day.
Absolutely.
It's
every time you step out of your house, you
I
need to be prepared.
If you don't want to be famous,
but that is not fair. That's just, it's I just don't think that is fair.
Yeah, it ain't
because people still
like
have the
either.
Opinions.
It ain't fair that I ain't got a voice to
but
sing.
Then,
that
right,
that
but then,
at
the, well, see, there you go.
Right.
Hell, that's why you always say that.
But that's the life.
But
that's the roll of the dice.
Okay, and I agree with that. But at the end of the day, it's like you still cannot judge me off of being a human being. I walk out the door and I got a headache. I'm on my period. I'm bloated. You want me to wear this tight shit? I don't want to smile.
Right.
I'm sleepy.
But I don't know any of that.
But you ain't got... But who are you to judge? You can't come in with a judgment. That's what I'm saying. Everybody talk about, oh, only God judge. No, nigga, you judging. Everybody judge. That's not fair.
We judging. You better be nice when we
that's
see
not
right.
Fair. No,
right.
That's not fair.
Right.
That is not
take
fair.
Take you want another download.
Shake hands,
that's not
baby.
Fair.
My husband tell me every time, when we walk out this house, you
yes.
shaking hands, kissing babies.
Kissing babies.
That's just the way of the world.
Well, see, there are certain things I think you should do. Like a baby and all that stuff, I agree with.
See?
But I don't agree with that you should always be on point. Nah, man, get out of here.
Okay, let's move on. So, Nicki Minaj confronting Miley Cyrus at the VMAs.
That was bitchy.
Hood rich.
That was good in
was
hood.
Good,
that was good in hood. That was hella good.
Okay,
hood.
Maybe I'm by myself, but I thought that was a serious boss move.
Like, no. What's good, Miley?
And then her nose and her mouth.
Like, right. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, you got so much to say.
I love Nicki Minaj. I love her.
I'm
with you on the boss. I'm with you on the boss.
Right? Yeah, that was real ballsy.
I thought
ballsy.
It was that's dope ballsy. That she confronted her in such a public forum right. like that. Like, what's you got it? So much shit to say.
Right.
Okay. That was good in
right.
her.
Right. Right. Right.
Public. That was straight that was Brooklyn.
Right.
What up? What up, Miley?
I don't even sound right coming from you.
All right, ladies. So let's move on and talk a little bit about being on top.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Where?
Tired. Can we just throw our words? Exhaustion.
There yeah. you go. There your mind go again. There your mind go again.
Yeah, are you getting any?
No.
That's why you so horny.
So I'm going to give you guys another quote from Chichimamanda, and let's talk a little bit about being on top, all right? In a recent interview, Minister Louis Farrakhan said, look at Rihanna, look at Nicki Minaj, and look at Beyonce. These are some of the most beautiful women in the world. These are the people who set the styles. Today, these women strip themselves of their clothes. How can a man think straight looking at the beauty of Beyonce? Then he went on to say, Jay-Z is a good man. He's a good manager. But now his woman is on display. Do you want men looking at your woman? Do you want them tempted by your woman to make advances at your woman? So he said to my brother Jay-Z, as much as I love and admire you, I want you to see my sister Beyonce beautifully covered. And that is your responsibility. So how much responsibility should women have for their own sexiness or sexuality?
None. I think at this point, it's all opinionated. Like, what? Listen, I want to show my titties, okay? just stop it.
Right.
You suck them. Like, you can't. Right. Ain't nobody else sucking them.
Right.
Like, so
right.
you know what I mean? I think it's just being comfortable in his own skin. He's like, that's my woman. She's amazing. Let her do what she feels.
Mm-hmm.
So he's allowing her to be the woman she wants to be and supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
So Farrakhan, he's a Muslim. Am I correct, right?
Yes.
So that's what you do traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing. But that ain't my thing. That ain't their thing, you know? So
mm-hmm.
respect that. And it comes back to not being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Alone,
okay.
Know?
So let me ask a question, because I had to really think about this when I saw the clip of this interview, and I was really thinking, like, okay, so something like that happens, right? Like, say a guy is at home watching a music video, and he watches Partition or whatever, one of the very sexually implied videos, right? And then he leaves and goes out, kidnaps a kid from an elementary school and rapes him.
Right.
Because he is so sexually stimulated
right.
by the images that he saw.
That is not Beyonce's fault.
Nah, they
he's
got problems.
Just a fucking freak.
Yeah,
he got problems. Like, he needs to go to hell.
Exactly.
And
that's something and going that's on internally, and you just fucking crazy.
Okay.
You need to go see.
And you're not even a man blaming the TV you watching and being sexually stimulated. You could watch anything and be sexually stimulated if you ain't had no sex. You know what I mean?
But I
wet. Oh, well, I'm wet.
Listen,
I'm masturbating. Well, thank you. Kiss me.
I didn't mean to come at you like that, baby. I just needed to get that out.
She's okay. She used to it.
Exactly.
No, but you know, okay, my husband, he's Christian. He's a PK's kid. But he don't believe in all that showing your body. And me, personally, I like to wear things that's a little more
right.
provocative and sexy. But he'd be like, well, where are you going? And I'll be like, well, what? And then I start thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? It does invite some unwanted attention, because I have worn certain things and been out, and then I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? You know, I'm a little uncomfortable. And then, you know, I think about my husband and the points he makes. It's not because he's insecure, because, you know, that's just not something we deal with in our home. But if he had his say, he would rather I wear a hefty trash bag and draw belt
right.
and keep it pushing. So I understand the man that wants his wife to be, you know, not so provocative.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the thoughts of thinking that me dressing a certain way can encourage bad behavior from whether he's crazy, demented, whatever
right.
it may be.
Right.
But sometimes you do, you know, encourage that type of behavior
right.
with the certain things you wear. So I just try to find a happy medium.
Right.
For me.
You know, it's very interesting, because I also love to look sexy and feel
right.
sexy and You know, my boobs have always been my biggest asset, so they are on display a lot. That, right. This is after 2 breast reductions. I have. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So, but they've always kind of been on display, right? But I will admit that sometimes, like, I have a dress that's kind of cut down to here.
Yeah. Obviously,
it's a lot to hold in when you got that much chest showing. And I took the dress to an event where I had a speaking engagement, and my husband got tied up on business, so he couldn't come. He couldn't come with me. So I ended up wearing the dress because it was the only dress I had, and he wasn't there, and I was really uncomfortable.
Don't you feel weird?
I was really uncomfortable with just the looks and the, damn, D, and come here, let's take a picture. Huh?
But that was a bad judgment call.
No, it was a black tie. It was a black tie gala. I didn't speak that day, right?
Oh, well then,
it was a party.
It's a different feeling you get when you have your man on your arm and you walking in, as opposed to they like, oh, look at this.
Yeah,
no, there were some things you could have did.
You know,
huh?
There were some things you could have did.
I could have not wore the dress,
right?
But I did. I wore it because I didn't have another one, right? But my point is that sometimes I did feel a little uncomfortable.
Right.
Versus when I'm with my husband.
You're like, yes,
I can walk out the house with some pasties on and be like, good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just say that to say, as women, you know, is it wrong for people to say we should use good judgment?
No.
I mean, here's the thing. I think in the case of Beyonce with Minister Farrakhan, first of all, Beyonce is a performer, okay, and sex sells, and that's her character,
right?
You know, I don't think she necessarily dresses like that when her and Jay-Z are going to see a musical, but it's like she's in character, and that's what works for her. That's her career.
Even if she's not in character, that's my point. Even if she's not, if that's what she wants to do,
that's
and
he rocks
with her, she has a right to do what she wants to do.
Then do what you want to do.
Okay. So can women be sexual beings in the same way that men are?
No.
What do you mean? That don't even sound right.
In any way you define it. Can women be sexual beings the same way that men are?
So we show our chest and then they show theirs?
No. I mean, men tend to initiate sex. Men tend to initiate relationships. So can women be that?
Oh, listen, I'm not asking
this
now.
Just in general.
I think back in the day when I was growing up, my parents been together for 47 years.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no way my mom, first of all, she can't even speak English, but there's no way my mom would have got to my dad like that. But today,
yes,
it's totally acceptable. I see now it
acceptable
coming.
By who?
By society. I see my kids' generation coming up, and the women almost proposing to the men.
Uh-huh.
That's almost where this is going. Tradition is gone.
But about sex, stay on topic. So can women be sexual beings just like men are?
Like in the bedroom?
Yes.
That's what I'm... Wait, let me understand.
Sexuality.
Yeah, me too.
Sexually.
Wait, what? Okay, wait. So we talking about sex?
I'm in the dictionary.
No, I'm a hoe in the room for about 2 good hours. If that's what you want, I could be. I'm the nastiest motherfucker you ever met.
I'm the nigga.
I'm the man.
I think you should initiate sex if you want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you?
It's a different thing. I'm not asking your ass out on no damn date.
Yeah.
But
we together. I'm sucking if I want to.
No, but I mean, if we're together and I'm horny and I want to fuck, I'm going to be like, yo,
I'm going to crack in.
Yeah.
So how do you be a boss in the bedroom?
Ah! Oh, I just...
Wait a minute.
Crickets.
Unzip it.
What?
That don't sound right. What is that? What was that?
I don't think you have to say anything.
Yeah, no, you
words.
Don't.
You don't say much.
You don't have to say nothing.
Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
What's
I give you
about?
The eye. You know what that means.
Okay.
Drop your drawers.
So, Laura, give us one situation where you felt like a boss in the bedroom.
I always feel like a boss in the bedroom.
She's like, don't get
a lot of times, even when I'm not in control. Oh yeah, but I'm nasty. So.
We need you.
Yeah. A lady in the street, no. A freak in the bed.
Yeah, like,
Laura's
I
a Virgo
am.
Like
I,
me,
yes,
so we,
I am.
We closet freak.
Yes, yeah, yes.
You ain't nothing in the closet about you.
I'm nasty. No, I like.
That's
I like.
Me and Diane.
I let him do his thing.
Uh huh.
And then I'm like, you done? And then I flip him over, he's and like, I get going. About, yeah, okay. Now it's my
that
turn.
That was cute, but yeah, watch
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm
now
doing.
It's my turn. Because I like to be in control. That's just maybe that's
you
just my personality.
Okay,
yeah, I'm very. I like to be in control. I like to dictate. I'm a dictator. And that turns me on to tell you to sit down, shut the fuck up, and do what I say. Because sometimes I don't get that ability. You know, I don't have that right. ability or that authority.
Right.
So I'm like, this is my moment.
Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting what you said.
Making memorable. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Learning so much about you, ladies. The more time we spend together, I tell you. So let's talk a little bit because I'm getting hot. I don't know about y'all, but it's, I'm sorry.
Because
sweat
you
in
share
here.
None of your secrets.
Well, you ain't really said much
out.
Of nothing.
Let them out.
You
let
know what?
Out.
You ain't singing
we
that much.
Know. Right.
We just
want to know.
Nah.
The
question
you
said. I know your ass is a boss in the bedroom. Like, we don't.
With them titties, with them titties, you getting it in. You slapping them around all over the place.
Dazed.
I know what you're doing.
He likes to motorboat.
Diane's so stupid.
That's all you got, motorboat. I'm talking about my butt being wet. I'm talking about motorboat. Girl, bye.
That's all y'all get. Hey, I'm getting into the Phoenix. Oh, no.
Y'all breaking my back door.
All right, ladies. So let's talk about our fabulous find of the week, because yes. I am so excited about this one. So Orville Walker Jr., who is from Tacoma Park, Maryland, he's one half of the Brothers Place to Motivate. So what they are is a spoken word group, and their sole purpose is to dispel negative views on African Americans in the media and other social outlets by speaking a universal truth about the way blacks are portrayed. And we recently were in D.C. with April and had an opportunity to meet these gentlemen, and he kind of gave us one of his t-shirts. So April, why don't you share it with us?
Yeah, but how are you just gonna throw that at me? Okay. All right, so sorry. Yes, he gave us all a t-shirt, and basically his mother had passed away from cancer, and you know, it's a terrible disease that are killing so many, and you know, as you know, this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so we figured we would like to, you know, celebrate
right.
that, because it's not such a bad thing at times. You know, there are women that are overcoming that, and you know, we just want to encourage those who may be going through it, and just, you know, give a little bit of that on our fabulous find. The shirts you can purchase through his website. Do you have that information? But they read, they say cancer's bad, but I've seen it do some good. My family is close now. So, you know, he took a negative situation and made a positive, which, you know, we all need for anyone dealing with, you know, any type of cancer.
Yeah.
And he's selling them, and all, I believe all or some of the proceeds is going towards research for cancer. So if you want to support, we encourage you.
Yeah.
It is OrvilleThePoet.com where you can purchase these shirts and, you know, help a brother out, support him.
I like that. He put a twist to it, because I was like, wait, how is it positive?
Yeah,
but
going?
Like, the fact that it does, like, any type of, I feel like death, sickness definitely brings, like, people together.
Yeah.
When there's a funeral, I mean, like, I haven't seen that cousin in, like, I mean, since I was 12.
Yeah.
So I think it just, it definitely brings people together. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely.
I loved it. I loved it. I actually sent it to my aunt. She lost her daughter a couple of years ago, and I bought a bunch of them because I'm gonna just send them to my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I thought it was such a great t-shirt. So, anybody out there, if you have a fabulous find that you want us to talk about, that you want us to share, send us an email, justsayinglive@gmail.com, so we can consider featuring your products for our fabulous find of the week. And if you're gonna send it, understand you got to send at least three.
Yes,
four.
We need to try it out.
Hello, right?
We need samples, okay?
You know,
here's one, share.
Yeah,
I got Monday.
Exactly. All right.
The first week.
Right.
So now it's time for our segment called Just Saying. So I'm Just Saying is a way for us to kind of interact with our viewers. So they reach out to us via Instagram and Twitter and Periscope and Snapchat, and they give us kind of their burning questions or advice, or they give us feedback on the show. So today we have one from... Kier. So his Instagram handle is KIAR.E. And here's his question. He says, as I get older and more invested in my career, I can't help but to think of the next phase in my life, which is family and marriage. My question to you ladies is, what is more important, love or marriage?
It depends on what you want. If it's a business, then we're going to rock out with the marriage. If it's love, then it's just love.
You don't get to preface it.
Oh, hell.
No, one or the other. Love. Don't straddle the fence.
What's the point of a marriage if there's no love?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I would say love, too. Because I've had the marriage. It ain't all the scratch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's paper. That's paper. Done.
Well, we encourage
that's
the
just
love.
A business contract. You know.
And then the marriage.
Okay, yeah. So what about if you could get love or money? Instead of love or marriage.
I'll take the money. I'll go find the love
somewhere
else.
Ooh, shameful.
That's what I'm about today. Now, honest.
Shameful. Money don't keep you warm at night.
Hey, but I'll find some love.
Money don't cure you of cancer.
Listen.
Money don't love you when you had your biggest failure in life.
Money don't either.
Real love
and money
does.
Ain't gonna take care of that wet booty hole. You can't. Yeah.
No. Yes, it is. I'm gotta pay for that. Ain't no love.
I'm gonna keep real traditional with this, no. And I'm gonna say love, which yes. I know y'all thought I was gonna say money. But I just feel like with love, it conquers all. And if you have true love, then you're gonna be blessed all the way around with money, health, and everything else.
Yes,
absolutely.
I agree. When you have love, you know how to love others, shall we say. Yes.
Oh.
So now, don't forget, this segment also includes Jennifer's bae.
Oh.
Yes, we are still on the hunt to find Jen's Mr. Right.
I want to get in on that.
April and I, and Laura's joining us now because we believe that we might pick a better suitor for Jennifer than she might pick on her own. So we have a submission.
Clearly have bad judgments.
For this week, and it was a referral from @LoveFindsYou on Instagram. And so she referred the one and only recent Just Saying guest, Andre Fuller.
What?
Yes. She and here's what she had to say. She said,
Andre, thank you.
He's a sweet guy. He's sweet.
I know. Yes. I know.
But I know some things that he ain't got that you may need.
Why you like this?
I'm a mama, so I'd be like, yo, this is my understanding.
Don't look at Diane when you say that.
So, he's a really good guy, though.
Mm.
Sorry, Jay. This is off the show.
Saying.
This is off the mark. We'll talk later. But he's a really good guy.
No,
I think
he's
a good
so
guy.
Nice.
Listen to you, girl.
We've been texting.
Yeah, he's a good one.
So
he seems like a really good guy.
Here's what Love Finds You had to say. She said, hashtag Jen's bae. They had so much chemistry, and they look really cute together.
Mm-hmm. He's nice looking, too.
You girl.
No, it's fun. And
listen, he had me in here sweating.
Yeah, boobs
my damn
and
shirt.
Everything.
We went to go take a picture, and I was like, what's that on my shirt?
Right, wet.
Wet. I was in here like this last week. Like,
you have to be a great couple.
What is this show?
You guys would be great.
It was the first time. It was the first time I saw Jen.
Jay, were you really into
lost for words. She was into him.
Wait,
I'll say
what's
for
the hesitation?
Yeah.
What?
What's the hesitation?
No, there's not. I think he's a nice guy. I don't really know him. I just know him from being on the show. But, you know, we've been in communication.
Yeah. I love it.
So.
Don't y'all love
him? Well, America loves him.
Yeah.
Loves him and you together.
Yeah,
but
see?
I just don't want to settle just yet because we are still on the hunt. So I want you guys to keep sending those pictures. Keep talking to us. Email us at justsayingshowlive@gmail.com or use the hashtag JensBabe. And you can nominate anybody. You can nominate your brother. You can nominate your baby daddy that y'all friends with now. Y'all
so
actually
amazing.
Get along.
No, listen, Diane trying to be all nice about it. We just want to keep it real. Andre is in the running. I don't know what she's talking about. So if y'all want to get in the running, y'all better submit them pictures. We ain't playing. I'm telling you, fellas.
And
you
please, no
out.
Shorties.
Oh,
what does shorties mean?
Yes.
Just being short?
You have to be 6 feet tall like Andre.
She got so many requirements.
It's so
yeah. All right. Have great height. We don't want no in the closets. We don't want none of that.
So,
what? Cinnamon. You know, in the closet. You can't be popping out talking about something.
All right. So, ladies, before we wrap up, why don't you give us one, or give our viewers one last piece of advice, bitch versus boss, and let them know how to stay in touch with you, how they can keep up with you.
Okay. As far as bitchy versus bossy, I mean, I just feel... Again, you need to pick and choose your battles. You have to understand what is important to you, what you need to bitch about, and what you need to be a boss about. So, I mean, I think that is up to... I mean, I can't tell you what's bossy for you and what's bitchy for you. I know what's for me, but you got to figure that out for yourself. And you can definitely keep up with me on Twitter at IamJennifer and on... and Periscope as well. I haven't done one yet, but I'm working on it. And on Instagram at JenniferWilliams17.
Okay. And Mrs. Daniels?
I think we are so much more. You can still be bossy all day long, but I don't think it requires you to be a bitch. I think we are creative enough to figure out ways to be productive in all areas that we are trying to be accomplished in, successful in, and just winning. So I encourage all women out there to, you know, lose the bitchiness, lose being a bitch. It's not cute. Oh. We are so much more. And just, you know, bask in the ambience of being a boss. Love that moment. And you can keep up with me at I Am April Daniels across all social media platforms.
And Miss Govan?
For me, I equate everything now because the position and situation I'm in. I'm a single mom, and I'm either a boss to my kids or I'm bitchy, and I think they get both. But equally so, you know, I'm learning to... They're actually teaching me how to not be a bitch, if that makes sense. Because my kids call me out. They be like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's their thing. Whoa, ma.
Yeah.
And so I'm learning how to deal with that. And, you know, like, when I tell them, they follow my lead, they take charge. I'm a boss. I'm the head runner in the house, you
right.
know? So I love that. I love, you know,
good.
I love doing both.
And how can our viewers keep up with you?
And you can keep up with me on Instagram at Laura M. Govan.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies, the term bossy versus bitchy, it makes me cringe inside. I know that we are queens and we are productive and we are assertive and we are aggressive and we run our own businesses and we keep our families together. We love you through your drug overdose and we love you through that you getting fired. And we should not ever use that term, bitch. And you certainly shouldn't use it when you refer to your sister sitting next to you. So I'm Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me at Diane Valentine across all social media platforms. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week on Just Saying. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
That was so much fun.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.